Blog Talk Radio.
This show is brought to you by the Social Change Action Network here on Blog Talk Radio, Babylon Talk Radio. And as I mentioned, it's been a while since we've had an opportunity to come at you with Straight No Chaser. Schedules have been very hectic, but in the past, once again, I want to reiterate, we appreciate everyone for the support The limited support that Blog Talk Radio allows us to see, of course, we don't really believe these numbers because it's based upon how much money you're willing to pay into their advertising. So there's been times we've had 2,000, 3,000, sometimes we've had 10, we've had 5. But nevertheless, we want to thank you for listening because this show is only designed to empower our people. And if you go back in the archives, you'll see that we started off on a premise of dealing with our people in the hood, the ghetto, suburbs, everywhere we might be, and just talking about our social ills and the things that we go through and buffoonery, the madness that takes place in our community and how we were to try and change our people. Let me just say it in layman's terms, because Social Change Action Network was a network designed to socially restructure us by causing us to see others' perceptions of our actions and teach us how to be much more intelligent about how we carry ourselves and to be mindful of the responsibility we have, but to also understand why we are in the disposition we are in. This is not one of those politically correct shows where we talk about we're looking for the solution to the problem. That's a bunch of bull crap. You got enough Uncle Toms out there that support that notion, that are paid by your Zionists and those that call themselves the Illuminati to suppress our people and to keep them quiet and to keep them waking up and rising up. Now, this show is not that. This show is designed to slap the hell out of you and slap the truth into you, because if ignorance is bliss, our people are living in heaven. And truth is very weighty, which is why most people don't want to carry the truth, hear the truth, because it causes you to change your substratum, your foundation, and your disposition and your outlook on life. Most people think truth is very depressing, so they'd rather not deal with it because they're in a state of denial. True denial. They want their entire life to be lived in denial. They do not want to hear anything about abnegation. They don't want to hear anything about the act of being selfless, thinking about other people, because we live in a me society where it's all about how you are perceived, how you look, how you come across, how you live, how you party, and just looking out for yourself. So we try bring the issues to the forefront to give you no choice but to look at yourself, so that you'll know that we are all interconnected and that, yeah, you are part of the problem. With your individualistic attitude, you are part of the problem, because we all are connected, and those that are awakened from the propaganda have a responsibility to continue to awake the masses. That's why truth can be weighty, because it gives you a sense of responsibility, and truth will not allow you to rest or remain in your ignorance and watch people idly destroyed. You think you'll have peace with that, knowing that you know the truth, but you're going to keep it to yourself, like it is in the street? Snitches get stitches. So you're scared of society, scared of this world, scared of politics and policies, scared of the police, scared of what might come at you if you cry out loud. Let me explain something to you, people. Your life is already gone. You're a number, you're a sticker, you're a commodity, you're stock, you're cattle, you're sheep. And you might as well make an impact while you're here, because your legacy will be what you cry out loud against and what you take a stand for. Lay down and get out. Like I said, it's been a minute since we had a chance to come on here, and it's just so many things that have been transpiring in our world, which seems to be unraveling right before our eyes. And I personally don't have a problem with that, because we're coming to the end of one world and preparing to enter into another. So it has to be that way. One thing we don't do is preach fear, because we will not live in fear. But we will not also be blinded by the illusion and delusions of grandeur that belong to this world that are being thrown at us, projected at us as a missile to just pretty much just live in leisure and live in luxury. This whole world right now is so focused on entertainment, relaxation, leisure, vacation, luxury. That's all people care about. Take me away. Take me away from the reality of what's happening around me. I'll see it for a minute, but I can't bear to think about the children, the babies dying, the gunshots, the injustice, the wars, the poisons, the death rates that are soaring, the Georgia Guidestones, Illuminati, all this stuff. People don't want to hear it, so therefore they flood you with propaganda, flood you with a plethora of pleasures, things to be able to medicate and stimulate your mind. The little bit of mind that you have left after having succumbed to all, and I'll say it like this, all of the stumbling blocks that they've laid before you. In what areas, you say? Education, health, the food that you eat that's been given to you, the GMOs that you eat, the water that you drink, the vaccinations you take, the chemtrails in the sky, the radiations and the poisons that are coming at you every day through your clothing and through your electronics and through technology. You're a victim. And if you don't listen up, you will not know how to combat these things, because you are in a warfare. So Straighten Up Chaser, yeah, we do talk about these things, and that's just a brief summation of some of the things we want to talk about. I want to move right into it, because this is a brief show. In the past, we've gone for an hour. Tonight, it might be 30 to 40 minutes. And some of the things that were on my mind that I want to talk about is this. Of course, we know what's in the news. I know it's becoming, I won't say old news, but the Trayvon Martin story that's out there. But unfortunately, people, this story, it reeks. This show, Straight No Chaser, was designed to let you know that everything is not what it seems. And the facade that is presented to you on the forefront is only there for deflection, a smokescreen to keep you occupied while the real agenda is being set forth on so many different fronts. But unfortunately, since you are enamored with the latest celebrity gossip, the latest talk, the latest thrill, the latest song, the buzzwords, you can't see past the smoke screens. What is this crap about stand your ground, a stand your ground law? Stand your ground law is just something that was created to give people an excuse to just at random freely be able to kill people and get away with murder. You know, there was a movie that came out. I thought it was going to be much more louder than it was, but I think they suppressed it. A movie called The Purge. And this particular movie called The Purge was also on the Illuminati card game. It's a movie that was based about how one day out of the year, everyone is allowed to go out, go on a killing spree, to purge the earth of the scum of the earth. Whatever you think might be scum, left at your discretion. Now, if you ask me, this particular Stand Your Ground law sounds a lot like this particular Purge movie, which was a concept that had been talked about by the so-called elite for quite some time. And unbeknownst to you, quiet as it's kept, there is a silent purge that's taking place which is why we're moving to one out of every two people will have cancer. We're pretty much there. Diabetes. All of these diseases are on the rise because they're in your foods, your water, through the stress, and through the air. And the medicines you take are helping these germs to grow, these antigens, and your immune system to be depleted to where it can't even fight, because your body is designed to be able to fight against sicknesses, illnesses, and diseases through proper nutrition. But there is no more nutrition in food when you talk about GMOs and genetically engineered foods. And then you talk about the synergistic aspect of the vaccinations and the foods and the chemicals and the water coming together in what's known as the human body, which is being broken down daily. All types of things are happening inside your body with DNA strands being broken down. Your chemical makeup is being altered, completely altered to the point where you can't even function in society or stay focused without going to get another pill from the doctor just to help you to cope, an antidepressant, a Valium, a stimulant, an energy drink, whatever it may be. As I was saying, that the purge exists because the Georgia Guidestones exist, and there is a desire to get the population down to, I believe it's 500 million, because we're at 7 billion. That's a tremendous amount of people being done away with. So let me get to this. Let me say this. Stand your ground. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a lady who was a Caucasian lady in her 70s the other day. She said there's too many people in the world, and she believes that we need to be hit with some form of pestilence in our world so that we can decrease the population because too many people are consuming. This is the thought of many people that live right next door to you that actually agree with this garbage, that want to see a reduction in the Earth's population because they agree there should be a purge. And when you continue with these type of stand your ground laws, you've got people that are going to go on killing sprees. Since this Trayvon Martin trial, there's been a killing spree of families and black people and elderly people and innocent people in Florida that they can't even solve. Right here where I'm at, there was a young lady that was shot, just getting ready to answer the door. Chicago, they're bringing in the military. They're bringing in martial law in Chicago, which is the ultimate goal, is to bring in martial law when you're signing executive orders to allow the Coast Guard to work in collaboration with the police department. You're beginning to usher us into martial law. And then on top of that, while everybody's busy fighting in the streets and rioting, first of all, you need to understand that it's not like these 60 riots or these L.A. riots. You've got agent provocateurs that are out here now destroying business fronts, property, turning over cars, and fighting the police to create havoc in our streets. And most of the people that live in these cities are not the ones rioting. And a lot of people want to be passive and talk about this and come up with some effective solutions. But you have agent provocateurs out here that are creating havoc in these streets, wreaking havoc. You've got more white people rioting and fighting over this Trayvon Martin case than you do black people. Now, don't get me confused, because this is really not a matter of black and white, because I've told you things are not what they say. Because what you see on the forefront does not begin to represent the rumbling at the bottom of what's really taking place. Matter of fact, we're up under a czar, who you call President Obama, who signed more executive orders into being than any president combined ever. And one of the executive orders that he did sign while everyone was rioting over Trayvon Martin was the implementation through his Obama health care bill, which will be enforced in 2014, and you'll have to get it or be fined. Obama executive order. All Americans must get tested for HIV AIDS. All Americans must get tested. So first of all, you got the Coast Guard getting ready to prepare to start sealing off travel routes. They're starting to limit passports, and now they're going to force everybody to be tested for AIDS. Have you ever studied HIV and AIDS and realized that it's a falsehood and it's just a test? Try and test your antibodies and your antigens to see if your immune system is low, which happens in a lot of people naturally. There are rare diseases where people's white blood cells stick to the side of their veins and it makes it seem like they're sick. Well, if this is the case and they find out that you have a low count of white blood cells or your immune system is not functioning properly, they're going to say you must have HIV and start to give you the medicine which actually causes the sickness and breaks you down and kills and destroys people, which is why no one person with AIDS dies of the same disease, because it doesn't exist. You need to ask yourself, why are they getting ready to force all Americans to get tested for HIV and AIDS? Did anybody see World War Z? Do you understand that? They're giving us vaccinations for something that they think we might get or we might have, by, and what the vaccination does is give it to you in the event that you do catch it, and that there are other wild strains of sicknesses and viruses in these vaccinations that are going to cause a pandemic, an epidemic in our society, to where they will be able to enact martial law while we're out here fighting black against white about a verdict that went wrong, but it stinks because his father, Trayvon's father, is a Freemason. It's all over the internet, and that these people may have sacrificed. Okay, maybe I'm saying a lot. I'm saying a lot. Maybe just too much. What I'm getting ready to try to tell you people is that don't just fall for the okey-doke when it becomes prime-time media, which is owned by the Zionists, 98% of the media, and pumped into your homes to formulate an opinion and a thought process in you to keep you from waking up to the truth and what's really going on in our world. There's a war going on in Syria, and every country is not at rest and prepared for World War III. And World War III is only designed to lead us to Armageddon because they're afraid of what's coming out of the sky that they're going to have to fight against. Call it the return of Christ. Call it some alien invasion. You call it what you want. I call it the return of Christ, Armageddon. They know what's coming, but every country is prepared for what's coming. And all you're getting is distraction, and you're just loving every minute of the distraction. Yes, it was an injustice the way that trial went. No, I'm not happy about the way the trial went. But did you see the Freemason symbols that they gave each other? Are you hearing about the jury intimidation? Are you hearing that one of the jurors wanted to say he was guilty, but she was intimidated? You're not hearing the truth. You're not seeing it. And then you want to release a movie about a young man in 2008 that was killed by another white cop and shot in the back while he lay helpless on the ground on his stomach, wasn't doing anything, shot and killed him. They're trying to enrage and incense the population and stir up the races against each other to give a reason to activate the foreign troops and martial law and bring people in and cause all of this trouble and this strife. People, when will we wake up and realize that they're treating us as sheeple? There's an ultimate end game. There's a plan. There are internment camps, there will be working slavery, and there is a coming economy collapse. They're trying to rework this entire world that you live in, that you think you're free in, and prepare you to live in one big giant prison camp while they emerge us into one world government and one world economy to prepare us to be led, to be chipped. Be right back.
Yeah, you know. Send them out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little things of God. Him bless me, there's food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot. Me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trap in a cage. Still searching for the words to put on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I, no matter what's going on. tell no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly.
Yeah.
I put the watch in brightly. I hope fading quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides, yeah, I think in the morning. She follows, cries, go down on the floor. That's when she takes the razor, telephone ring. Somebody on the other line, I tell her that.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome back. This is Peter Preacher, Straight Down Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. Only sharing a few minutes with you. Just want to sound off tonight on a few topics. It's getting pretty real out here. Times are short. We're already at the end of July. And the evil elite ones are maximizing their efforts as we're moving into a time of transition, where there will be some form of a new world takeover. And I take that back. The best way to hide the truth is by putting it into your face, because there will be abnegation when I present you with, to desensitize you from believing what's actually coming. I can present it to you in the form of a movie or television, or tell you. So therefore, you figure that that's science fiction. You don't believe it. You're desensitized. But at the same time, you're more accepting of it when it comes. And I kind of set you up to not believe it when you see it and kind of ignore it. Well, this is what your society has been doing to you with media and with entertainment, because what they're not telling you is that they're preparing for something that they totally believe in, but they will not let you believe in, because they've got you thinking that anytime you hear anything that pertains to what's coming, it relates to religion, or it relates to science fiction, or mythology, or Greek mythology. They're hiding the fact that they're finding large skulls, that there was an Atlantis, that there was a flood, that there was a breaking up of landmass, and that the things that happened in the past are more than likely getting ready to transpire again, that there's nothing new under the sun. So we're in a state of illusion and refuse to believe that if we do not transform ourselves, something massive is going to happen again. But what they do understand as well is that the meek shall inherit the earth. And they're doing all they can to prevent that, because those that are rich and think they're mighty and powerful, they'll do anything not to have to lose that and change places with you. Which is why there are executive orders like crazy, policies that destroy families, and all these different things taking place all around you. So listen, I got to say this to you. There's too many senseless killings. Setting us up for what they want to do, but you stay out of harm's way and always be aware of your surroundings and do what you must to protect your family, but be prepared to not have to need anything that's in this world that tells you you have to have it, because there are a scattered diaspora of people that are ready to inherit the earth that don't want things the way they are. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey, not a destination. Sorry, I got to cut it short, but I'm going to try to come back at you every week. I want you to chime in, too, and spit this truth with me, and let's wake our people up. Things aren't what they say. Shalom.
Lucifer, son of...
Spend it all, I have not. Thank you.